It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hello, Ben. How are you this morning?
Hi, Alice. I'm great.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm just jumping to tell you about today's movie.
What is today's movie?
Today's movie is The Dead Zone.
Awesome.
1983.
I pretended like I didn't know, but I already knew.
Yeah, well, that's what the listeners are thinking at home. What is The Dead Zone? I'm already hooked in by that amazing title.
It is an intriguing title. Tell us more.
Well, let's just say you get to hear the title said in the movie. But it is made by a kind of holy trinity of creepy cult films. So it's adapted from a Stephen King novel, who churns out iconic cultural milestones like nothing, you know. He just pulls it out of his ass. He's so amazing at coming up with ideas which become cemented in. And, like, I know I've seen this idea in a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, which only makes sense now having seen the movie. So there's a reason to see it already.
So that when you see it in The Simpsons, you know where the reference is from.
Yeah, you get the joke in The Simpsons.
But you're right, he does really just churn them out, and they do get lodged in the cultural...
In the psyche, because he knows how to push people's buttons.
Nice. Okay, so based on a book by Stephen King.
Yeah, Stephen King. Directed by David Cronenberg, who's wonderful at creepy. And he's a bit more toned down here. He's not as explicitly gruesome. It's more a creeping, foreboding sense of horror. And finally, it stars Christopher Walken, who is just as incomprehensible here as he is in any other movie. Except he's the star rather than like an interesting character actor.
I really like that. I have seen this film, and I think it was the first time that I had really seen Christopher Walken, taking on a whole film rather than just showing up and you're like, oh, it's Christopher Walken.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting because he does play these very distinctive characters, and you do wonder how would he hold down a central role without the movie floating away, you know, because he is such a distinctive character that you kind of worry. But he is great in the film, and he is grounded by a lot of other supporting characters who help guide him through his horrible tragedy, I guess. He is called Christopher Walken, but I like to think he is Christopher Hobbling in this movie because he spends most of it on crutches.
Sorry. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the story.
Okay. So I don't know if you remember, but Christopher Walken has the most generic name ever created. John Smith.
Wow.
Although some people do call him Johnny, which made me think of The Room. He kind of reminds me of Tommy Wiseau in this movie. he is looking for love. Well, he's in love. And he's a teacher, and he's got everything kind of going for him when his car careens into an overturned milk truck, which sounds bizarre, and he is in a coma for 5 years. And when he wakes up, he has this mysterious power to see people's futures when he grabs them or like has physical contact with it. And so the story kind of goes through a couple different iterations of how he's helping people. It refocuses a couple times because there are several kind of episodes in which he saves different people. And it's quite interesting. He solves a murder. Don't want to say too much.
Don't give it away.
Yeah.
But great. I have, as I said, seen it, and I agree. It's got that wonderful foreboding creepiness that all three aspects have brought in.
Yeah, well, Christopher Walken does do a great role as the kind of unwilling, tortured genius, you might say, who has this ability to divine the future, but he doesn't want it. And he's like, what has God done for me? You know, because he's been granted with this gift, but at a terrible price, you know, his health and his sanity.
Excellent. When did this film come out?
It's 1983, so he's still quite young. But, you know, 80s was kind of like the golden age of Stephen King adaptions.
What else came out? Was it Misery?
That's early 90s, I think.
Okay.
But Pet Sematary, I think. And, of course, The Shining.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, I could think about, I think It, that may have been 1990. But you do definitely associate Stephen King with the 80s, I think, you know. And if you're into 80s horror, you know, if you've just watched Stranger Things and you want to be like, I want to learn more about this strange thing. This strange thing. I would suggest this film because it is one of those things where you're like, once you've seen it, you're like, why have I not seen it the rest of my life? Because it is really quite iconic.
Well, know? This is a solid recommendation from you, Ben. I feel like you're really, you're giving it a good review. We do have a copy to give away on DVD. If you would like to win that, you can call in on 309-3879. Check it out. A nice slow building horror. I will, like you kind of mentioned, say it's not very gory, which is quite a nice change if you want the suspense but don't necessarily want to see.
No, I love a good slow burn horror, and this works out very nicely. It's a culty, it's a bit strange, you know. If you're into that, then you'll have a great time with The Dead Zone.
Excellent. Thank you, Ben.
That was the Madman DVD review.